This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting
at me. Hey! Good looking. What you got cooking? Suck my dick.
I got something cooking up for me. Something like that.
Yeah!
Yeah. You know what was always fun on the basketball court when you said, you got around a guy and you went, ooh, I shake and baked him.
Oh, shake and bake is great.
Shake and bake was big, and I helped. Remember that commercial?
No.
Maybe it was a Southern thing. Shake and bake, and I helped.
Sounds like a black woman.
No, it was a little kid with no front teeth. Like, the mom was like, shake and bake, and the little kid goes, and I helped.
That's a perfect, sounds like Cherry Johnson's mother.
Come again?
Cherry?
Cherry Johnson.
Yeah, you know Cherry Johnson.
Sounds made up.
Runky Pooster.
Uh-huh.
Punky Brewster.
I remember that. She was hot.
She had gigantic tits. She had them reducted.
Yeah.
Reduced, if you will.
Soleil Moon Fry, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Moon Fry. Wow. Sounds lots more South Korean than she is.
Yes, it does. Big moon face. But I remember every name I've jerked off to.
Oh, really?
That's how I know Shelby's.
All right. Ted Danson. You ever have like a different man besides yourself in the fantasy?
Watching or as me?
Just involved in your brain at any point.
I've had a high five after from like Pete Maravich.
In the jerk off?
In the fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete.
Wow. Where'd you pull that name from?
Big Louisiana star.
Two hoop references. Who are you? What are you turning into?
Wow, look at that. I've had a cup of coffee today. I'm that guy now.
It's not a cup of coffee. It's another cuck of coffee.
What?
That was a joke from a comedian in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Caca, because it makes you shit.
Oh, caca.
Caca coffee.
Oh, I thought you meant cuck. Like, you called me a cuck. I was like, geez, who are you?
No, no. Cuck is like such a weird term. I never heard it before until 6 months ago.
Cuck's big. It caught on. That,
yeah.
The whole cuck hole thing. Who would be into that?
It's a little bizarre.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, the idea, here's the thing. The idea of somebody fucking in the past could be hot. You're like, oh, yeah, you were 19 in high school, and you, some guy fucked you. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
A guy fucking your girl in front of you.
Wild.
That's insane to me.
And, like, you got to let him into your home, and you say, hey, you need a glass of water? You really railed my wife there. You need a towel? Like,
yeah.
Ah, brutal.
How do you go to watch your programs after that? Like, he leaves. What's that like?
Yes, the after point. That's what I want to hear about.
I know. You're like, all right, let's get some...
Should we get Chinese? And
yeah.
She's like, sure, let me just ice down my cooch.
Yeah, I just had some Seoul.
Moon Fry. Seoul, Korea.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? The capital, I believe.
Probably. It's got to be.
It's got to be. There's no other big Korean town.
Did
I'm
you
sure
know this? Somebody was telling me this. I think Ho Chi Minh or Pakistan.
What's the other one? Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, he's trouble.
Yeah, he's a little firecracker.
You know this? I mean, I've gotten my head a little straighter in the last, I used to be, have
Very
a gay,
gay
head.
Big gay head.
But, I guess North Korea, they're going to have the ability to nuke the West Coast in like the next 5 or 10 years. Seattle, San Fran, L.A.
What?
Buying that apartment in New York's the best move you ever made.
All right. What, they don't like compost? What's the problem? Fair trade coffee?
Did I tell you about that time I was at the coffee place in West Seattle, and I go, do you have a trash? And I go, we don't have trash.
Oh, my God.
They don't have a trash. A coffee shop.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, that's like the most Seattle thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I'll just throw this in the ocean then.
We don't have trash.
Cans.
There is no trash.
Get out of here.
But anyways,
these
North Koreans, they're going to nuke us. They got the nukes. You should be, everyone on the West Coast, fucking kill yourselves or get ready.
Yeah. Well, you had a good run, Pacific Northwest. I don't know. I like it over there.
I love the Pacific Northwest. Are you kidding me? I just
Beautiful.
Don't want to get nuked.
Nah, we'll be all right. How about when you put something in the microwave, people go, give it a nuke. Nuke it. I don't like that.
What about Duke Nukem? What's his deal?
Yeah, I didn't like him either.
I didn't care for that guy. He seemed a little violent.
Yeah, these guys. Ooh, there's blood in a video. I hated the whole blood thing. Mortal Kombat, put the blood on. Who gives a shit? Have an apple. Go outside.
I will say, when I did the Sega Genesis, the hockey, you'd hit a guy and his legs would kick and blood would come out of his head. That was really fun.
Oh, that was in Swingers.
Yes,
make
that was in
bleed,
Swingers also.
Bleed, yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun, and there's some real continuity problems in that scene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the hockey, you got to film a hockey game.
Mm.
So they're over here at one moment, they're over here the next moment.
Right, right.
But yeah, that was really fun. I enjoyed that, and boy, that game meant so much to me when I was young.
I guess it was because it was the 90s, and then it was we were still pretty, what's the word, censored back then. So I think, you know, it was pre-internet porn. So, you know, Playboy was still a hot commod.
Have we talked about this, speaking of censorship and gays? I remember when I was a kid, there was a bumper sticker going around.
Mm-hmm.
People would have a bumper sticker. It said, "Silly faggot, dicks are for chicks."
Wow.
Did you ever see that?
No, I wish I had. That would have changed my whole life.
People had that, and it's not a bad piece of writing, I guess.
It's pretty clever.
I like the idea that dicks are for chicks.
Yeah.
Not for urinating or anything. They're for women.
Boy, that blows honk if you're horny out the wall.
I mean, you could have both, I guess. But
I guess, yeah.
Can you imagine that day, this day and age, if you had that bumper sticker?
You get pulled over. Woo, woo, woo. You know, that's not PC. The PC police will pull you over.
Yes.
Wow, dicks are for chicks.
Silly faggot. People had that in their cars, on their vehicles.
I'm right here.
They had silly faggot written on their vehicles.
Man, oh man.
You could probably Google it. It probably still exists. You could probably buy it on, you know, eBay or Sears.com.
Now Trix would have to come out and go, "Hey, we're not, we don't sponsor this, everybody." The little rabbit would be like, "I love gays."
Yeah. Is he still around?
I don't know, but he was kooky.
I never cared for him either.
I thought it was a little mean. The kids wouldn't give him a bowl.
His face is on the box.
Yeah, and he still can't get a pull.
It's very bizarre.
I didn't catch it. I didn't follow.
It was teaching prejudice. And then they had that commercial where they said, "Silly faggot, dicks are for chicks."
Wow, I missed that one. That must have been on HBO.
It was at HBO. It was on HOMO.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
I had a shirt when I was, I don't know, 8. It was a hot shirt. It said, there was a company in New Orleans called Helm Paint, H-E-L-M.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Helm Paint. And my shirt said, "Go to Helm."
Oh,
and I
that's
thought it was
fun.
Gold. I was, you know, an 8-year-old walking around in Audubon Montessori going, "How about this?"
Wow, Shelby pulled it up.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's a weird thumb on the guy holding that.
Yeah, he's covering dicks. He should cover faggot. But, yeah, so go to Helm, and I got sent home. Or they made me turn my shirt inside out for the rest of the day.
What is he, a writer for the Village Voice?
Uh-huh.
Covering faggots?
There
Hello.
You go.
All right, that was
I
a
like
stretch,
it.
And that was too much. I apologize.
It. I liked it. I could see the wheels turning.
I take it back.
All right, well, good to have you on the team.
How about that? Did you ever have that when you were a kid? It's on the movie Stand By Me, too. They'd be like this, "Take it back!"
I never got to
All
take
right,
it back.
I take it back.
Yeah, you still said it.
Yeah, your mother's a fat whore. I take it back.
Yeah, now she's thin.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't sleep around.
What was the other one? Remember calling it? I called it. I called the couch.
Oh, people still do that. Oh, I thought you meant like a prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's gay. I called it.
I called it, yeah.
Because they called that a lot.
Or how about Jinx? Jinx was big.
Did you have "Owe me a Coke"?
Buy me a Coke, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, too, because I always had this. Even when I was young, I would think outside the box.
Aha, you were gay.
Yeah, and I thought they were like, "Jinx, you owe me a Coke." But I'm like, no, Jinx is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're jinxed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There's no Coke. You're jinxed. You're going to die.
Oh,
you're going to fall. You're going to slip.
Oh, I see. It's
jinx.
It's like a hex.
Yes, they're putting a hex on you.
Uh-huh.
So where's this Coke all of a sudden?
Go to hex.
But I think kids didn't understand jinx because that HBO show wasn't out yet. So they had to throw in a Coke.
Yeah.
And by the way, did everyone ever make good on that?
Never.
I never bought a Coke.
But we did have the thing where if you got jinxed, you had to be quiet until someone said jinx 3 times. Or what was it? Something like that.
I don't know.
We had a thing where you couldn't talk unless someone said your name 3 times. It was something. Call in if you know. But it was something where you had to be quiet. And that we made good on.
I did that to my wife last night. I said, "Hey, you got to be quiet until I'm done jerking off."
There you go.
How about this? I saw a Muslim woman drinking a Coke outside. You don't
Whoa.
See that every day.
Burka?
Times have changed. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Huh. How'd she get it through the sheet?
Oh, no, I thought, not burka, just a wrap. She had the thing.
Like a...
From Taco like Bell.
Gordita.
She had a, you know, the thing with the business.
Shawl?
Maybe a shawl. Kristen
shawl.
It was like a felt silky thing wrapped around her head.
But she had a straw hole.
No, it wasn't covering the face. It was just the thing around the neck and head, like she had a toothache. One of those things.
Oh.
You know, you see him with the hood, no face, but everything else.
Uh-huh.
She's like a Jedi that had her face pulled down.
So she had a mouth out and an eye out.
A face. A full
face. She had a full face. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I just don't get the rules. Is it no face? Is it full? Why? What is half a wrap doing that a full wrap? You know, it's silly. When do we cut? Where's the line on the wrapping?
Well, I think it's the same as the Jew. Like, Sam Morril doesn't have curly cues next to his ears.
Oh, so there's levels of wrap.
There's levels of muzz.
Ah, there's muzz-levs.
And she's drinking a Coke, so she's a pretty low level, I think.
Yeah, at least get a diet.
She was a little pudgy.
Exactly. But how do you know? Under the big garment.
Well, she's all puffed up.
All right.
You can see a lot with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But garments. I didn't think a Muslim could drink a Coke.
Ah, why not?
I mean, obviously, my opinion, why not? They can do whatever they want. They can blow each other in the streets.
Well, they can blow each other up.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yep. Oh,
boy.
But I'm saying, I think if you're a proper religious Muslim, I imagine, I don't know, I'm not a Muslim person.
Well, the funny thing is you're basically saying it seems like Muslims aren't allowed to enjoy things.
That I didn't write the Quran.
No, I'm not saying that, but that's what it feels like. Anything fun, they're not allowed to do, like drive or read.
Well, they can fuck, I think, but it's under a banner of
something,
I think.
I think if you fuck, you get stoned or something, and it's a whole thing.
No, if you get stoned, they'll kill you with rocks.
Right. Yes.
But I don't know much about Muslim. I know there's Shiites and there's Sunnis, and that's a big situation over there.
Right.
There's two brands over there. I don't know which one can drink Coke.
Yeah, maybe one is Coke, one's Pepsi.
I think we got to the bottom of this.
There we go. How about this Pepsi bullshit going on?
I didn't even see the commercial.
It's very silly.
I saw the video, though, at SNL, the SNL one, and that was really funny.
What was their angle?
It was the director, and he's, you know, a white guy. He's going, yeah, I'm doing this thing. And they're at the big production, and he's talking to somebody, and he's like, here's what we're doing. It's the police, Black Lives Matter resistance, but the Pepsi... And then you don't hear the other end. He's going, oh, that's insensitive. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. And he does that.
Uh-huh.
And then he calls his black friend and he's like, okay, so don't touch it at all. And it's like that whole
thing. I got you.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't even see the commercial. It just blew up and she gives a cop a Pepsi and the thing.
Yeah, it's so crazy that they put the commercial out. You know, they spent million. Who knows? They probably gave her $5 million, the Jenner kid. And they just pulled it the day of. So somebody got fired or something. That's crazy to put all that out there and then just yank it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let it ride. Fuck it.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. They pull things quick.
Yeah, and maybe these guys are geniuses because we're all talking about it, and it made SNL, so blah, 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 all exposure.
Yeah, that's not bad. And then Pepsi's also one of those things. Nobody, you're not getting rid of Pepsi.
No.
Like Uber or whatever, you can put a dent in, but Pepsi, they just own so much you don't even realize it. It's such a part of America.
Right. Well, let me ask you this there, Fatty Johnson.
Sure. Joe List.
Pepsi... When I was growing up, back in the 40s, I felt like Pepsi was the retarded cousin of Coke. Everybody's like, Pepsi, ah! And they wouldn't even touch it. It's a brown carbonated liquid, but they still couldn't drink it.
Yeah, Pepsi made a big push. There was a Pepsi push.
Big push.
Because back then, nobody had Pepsi products. Now stadiums have Pepsi.
Ah.
And back then, Dunkin' Donuts was the only company that had Pepsi
cheaper,
products.
Probably.
Maybe.
But remember, Britney Spears is a big Pepsi campaign. I think it kind of helped.
Yeah, they got good. I prefer Pepsi, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, really?
I can tell the difference. I like them both. I love them both.
You prefer Pep?
If I'm going to the store and I got a burger or whatever, I get myself a Pepsi.
Oh, wow. All right. I thought
like
you were a
Coke
man.
I love a Coke, too. Well, now I'm cutting down. I stopped drinking both
good
for the most
you.
Part.
Well,
I go at a day at a time with the Coke.
There you go. Well, it was a good pep talk.
Nice.
All right. Well, we really covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, I think we got to the bottom of this Muslim issue.
Yes, Muslim ban.
But I think it is. Shelby, can you confirm this? You can't drink a Coke if you're Muslim, correct?
Yeah, give that a Google, will you? And just give us all the drinks, OJ and...
Yeah, what can they drink over there?
He killed someone.
Yes, he did. Two people.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah, two. Pretty significantly.
Wow.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
Just a bad seed altogether.
Well, he made a lot of TV out of it. There's like, you know, miniseries and documents and a lot of court shows.
Don't you love a mini skirt?
Yes, I really do.
Skirts are so sexy that even an unsexy person wearing one, I still get excited.
Well, I don't know. It's pushing it. You know, you put George Wendt in one.
I'd love to see him in one.
I don't know if it's a mini, though. How? When does it become not a mini if you're that fat?
I think above the knee and snug is a mini.
Uh-huh.
Minnie Cooper.
Yes.
Remember Winnie Cooper? I thought she was hot as fuck.
Growing Pains?
No. Wonder Years.
Oh, shit. You're right. Sorry.
Growing Pains. That was Boner.
Boner!
How about that network show with a character named Boner?
How'd they get away with that? Hey, this is Queef over here.
Queef is better than Boner, even.
I don't know. Queef's a pussy fart.
I'm familiar with the term. Shell, what do you got over there, buddy?
What do you got on the muzzy?
For alcohol, they say principally if the alcohol is extracted from grapes or dates, it's not allowed.
Weird.
So since the alcohol and Coke, I don't really know what that means.
Is alcohol and Coke?
No.
It's probably some weird, like not like booze alcohol.
So oh, I got to call my sponsor.
Since that's the alcohol and Coke is from ethanol, which is fermented from sugarcane, molasses, it's okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Have a Coke and a smile and a turban.
I don't know about that. I mean, that sounds crazy. I've never seen a Muslim drink a Pepsi before.
Remember the old Coke commercial? How about this? You crack it, you drink it, you go, Allah.
What?
Allah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that was the old Coke commercial. They would take a sip and go, and then you go, Allah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know, praise Allah.
No, I understand that, but yeah. I got confused because that didn't really happen, right? That wasn't a real commercial. That,
well, not the Allah, but the Ah.
Oh, I see.
And it would be a big ad, like just eight A's.
Ah, but you're adding the La.
I'm adding the La. It's more of a visual gag. If that was on TV, I think it would work.
I should have yes-and. I was just confused.
I'm sorry.
By the Allah. No, I'm saying sorry.
All right.
You stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
I don't know what that means.
Well, let's get into some business here, shall we?
What a crazy weekend. You're living the life, Big Daddy.
I got to tell you, I lived the life this weekend.
Yes,
I really did.
You are in the heart of show biz.
Well, last time we spoke, we did the podcast. When was that? Wednesday? I don't even know what the hell happened.
Bicentennial.
Yeah, we did it last week. We did the live one, then we did the cuckoo one. And I was really sleepy that day. I'm sleepy this day. I had, again, that insomnia last night. I get it in my head. I can't sleep.
I had it, too. I woke up at 6:45, and that was it. I was up.
Yeah, I just couldn't fall asleep. I get it in my head. I'm not going to be able to fall asleep, and then I can't.
Yes.
And then Sarah got mad. She moved to the living room.
Oh.
Because I kept twisting and turning. She's like, I'm out of here. She grabbed a blanket and left, and I had that guilt, so then I can't sleep because now I feel guilty. And
wow.
I ended up taking some Tylenol PM at like 4 a.m.
That's the move.
Yeah, but then now I'm 6 hours into a Tylenol PM cycle, and I'm all loopy and whoopy.
So you got a 6 hour, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, about that. I think I slept from about 4 to 10-ish.
Yeah,
and then we had this early pod here. So I'm on nose. I got showered. But I need like the 8 hours, and I'm all...
I know.
I don't know how these people survive. And a lot of people are listening to this going, 8 hours? I'd kill for 6 hours, you faggot, whatever. But,
Ticks are for chicks.
Again, with the faggot. I apologize. That was the last one for the day.
It's a bumper sticker.
I know, but that one, you know, I was quoting other people. But we got some working people out there, and I'm sure they don't want to hear us complain about anything.
These people with kids, they're like, I haven't slept in 4 years.
I know, but I'm like, that's amazing, but I'm just, personally, I'm not cut out for it. I need the sleep. I get cranky.
I get cranky, too, and your brain slows down, and you can't move, you're sluggish, it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, when people give you, like, problem-solving things, even before this, we're talking about putting together a sizzle.
Yeah.
When I'm sleepy, I'm like this, I can't figure this out, I don't know.
I gotta
call you back tomorrow on some sleep.
I'm with you, and I had a bad one, too. I woke up, and I took a sleeping pill, and then I started watching YouTube. I'm like, I'll eventually conk out. I never conked.
No conk.
So I got the pill just churning around in there. So I had the coffee on top of the pill, and now I'm all cuckoo.
Yeah, and I got one of these days. Again, when you live in Queens, you come to the city, you're in there. It's like you're camping.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, but it's a beautiful day. I might go sleep in the park.
There you go. Get a nap and get some sun, some vitamin D.
Love the vitamin D.
Mm.
Put it right in my asshole.
Yeah, big D.
And I got therapy later. I got a financial advisor call.
That's heavy.
Well, I'm trying to take care of my biz.
Yeah, but taxes are coming.
I know. I'm going to owe a pretty penny there, but...
Yeah, me too.
Happy to pay.
Uncle Sam.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an aunt? Somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Is there an aunt?
Aunt Canada.
What?
Well, you got... Oh, wait. Okay.
It's Uncle America.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's Captain America.
He's good.
Yeah, he's something. He should be fat, shouldn't he?
Nowadays, yeah.
Now.
Maybe bald and, a rapist, of course.
I'm going to tweet that. Yeah, Captain America these days should be updated to be fat. Like Batman, he got dark and brooding and cunty. Captain America should be fat.
That's not bad.
I'll take it.
All right, you're looking at 12 favorites at least.
Yes, Shelby. I need one.
Make it 13.
Yeah.
I never get into Captain America. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
He's got a shield and a mask. Come on.
Is he super powerful? Like, is he like Superman? Can he fly? Where does it end? I need a line here.
I think he's a World War II vet.
What?
Or World War I.
So he's just got PTSD running around?
I believe the story is he was in the army and then now he's not. And
my dad was in the army.
Well, he's not a captain, though. He
was a corporal.
Is that right?
He was a JAG.
JAG?
You know what a JAG is?
Jew.
Anal gook. It's sad that that's funny to us, but it is. Sorry, folks. Get on board.
Wait, was he a Jew anal gook or no?
No, he couldn't make it.
He kept tipping him back, but it wouldn't stick.
Kim Jong-un. That's a JAG.
John Uncle. Sam.
JAG is a an army lawyer. He's a lawyer in an army. Him and my mom did that.
What's interesting, to be in that program, you had to be in SAG to be on JAG.
SAG?
To be in the show, the TV show.
Oh, the show. That's
if you want to be on the show, you got to join SAG to join JAG.
Right, right.
You can't be a fag. That was a good gag.
There we go. Woo, I need a rag. I'm on the rag.
That's a chair.
All right, we're starting to lag. But, yeah. So he was in the army. That's
right. Oh, we already did both.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, he's in the army now. Pauly Shore, I'm gay. So,
you know who's good on In Living Color? Dag. All right.
Who's Dag?
David Alan Greer.
Oh, they call him Dag?
Yeah, that's his hip name. That's what the fans call him.
No kidding. Anyways, so I bumped into my aunt, and boy, her tits starting to sag.
There we go.
Oh, wait, we already had sag.
All right.
I think I'm out.
Yeah.
Away.
Oh, we should play a game of tag.
That's not bad. We are. Right. So anyways... I get this cough. It's really lingering.
All right. We're doing a little zigzag-ing.
All right. Well.
So, Ed, you're at the big weekend here.
Big weekend. So, April Thursday was my birthday. I had a birthday.
That's right.
Odd birthday where I didn't see one person of love.
Of color? Oh, yeah.
No, I saw some people of color. That's for sure.
POC.
Mm-hmm. Pac. Tupac.
Uh-huh.
I'll get to him later.
Please.
So anyways, I had to go up to do this fundraiser gig up in Beantown.
Yeah.
So my birthday morning, I usually have a little pizza party and have people together. You get a card, a gift, a thing.
Yeah, of course.
This year, nothing.
A little Chuck E. Cheese, nothing, no gifts, no cake.
Well, I got a gift from Sarah on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice gift. New Ted Baker shirt. I wore it last night.
That was a beauty.
Yeah, it's a humdinger. So, you know, I know Ted Baker. I got 7 of these Ted Baker shirts.
7? You got one for every day of the week.
That's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Well, I buy one when I do TV. I like to go out and buy a nice shirt. And then Sarah's gotten me a couple. And then one time there was just a sale and I was bored of the road. So I just went, I'll buy it. So I got like $1,400 worth of shirts that I wear almost never.
Wow. That's a lot of dough.
I know. Well, because the TV, you want to go and buy something nice. It's part of it.
That's what's cute about you is you get a thing and you run with it. You got 13 teas, 8 chocolate chip cookies, and 41 Ted Bakes.
Yeah, and a couple of herpes sores as well.
Now, if somebody gave you a, what's a nice brand?
J. Crew?
Yeah, if somebody gave you a J. Crew shirt, would you be like, it's not a Ted B?
No, but, you know, a Hugo Boss, I would love a J. Crew. My suit's J. Crew.
J. Crew makes a hot suit.
Yeah, they do.
But you want the TB.
I like it. It's just a fun thing. I don't know. It feels good. They feel nice. You should try one on sometime.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to your house and play around.
It's a nice shirt. It just feels good. You put it on. And I'll tell you, it does give you confidence. You feel good.
Yeah.
And I try to wear them on the road, but I don't want to iron.
I hate
once
ironing.
They're in the suitcase.
I won't do it.
At home, I can hang them in the closet, and they stay okay.
Yeah.
But once you get the crease in there, and then you got to iron, it's a whole thing.
You don't like the steam?
But where's who's got a steamer?
The shower.
That doesn't actually work. You need a full-on steam. I put it in the shower for 3 months. With the gadget pinned.
Uh-huh.
It'll do a little bit.
A little bit.
But if you got a crease in there, it's not going to take a crease out.
Well, what I've been doing, and this is bad form, so don't do this at home, kids. I'll just have a gig on, I'll be on the road, I'll have a gig on Friday. Thursday, I'll just wet the whole shirt and hang it up. It's just soaked.
Oh, interesting.
I just hang it in the closet. Next day, dry and straight. As Captain America.
That works?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right, maybe I'll give that a whirl.
Give it a wet. The maid comes in and goes, Jesus, who squirted? But it works.
All right. I'll give him a whirl. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I go up there. My birthday, I jump on the old Amtrak, and I love the Amtrak. It's an Acela.
Oh, top of the line.
At some point, I'm going to run out of money and have to go back to the bus, and it's going to be a bummer day. I think we talked about this already.
I got a nugget for you when you're done.
Oh, geez.
About buses. By the way, the train is so... I don't know what these Jews are complaining about. Amazing.
Yeah, I think it was the destination they had the issue with. It might have been a little overcrowded, too.
Yeah, the cattle car. I like the quiet car better.
Quiet car, I love. So anyways, I take the train up there to the old Bean Town. We got this gig for ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Ah, yes.
Which is a disease that most people seem to be pretty unaware of, and it's a really crippling, brutal disease.
Well, give me the gist.
You know, I'm not even 100% sure,
well,
but
you
I think your muscles start to fucking die and wilt.
Oh, boy, wilt. Wilt Chamberlain?
No.
That's three.
Lou Gehrig.
Ah.
What's Wilt? Three what?
NBA.
Oh, basketball references.
Right, right.
Yes, yes. Shelby, maybe you can give me a couple sentences on what ALS is exactly. But they had a few of these, I don't want to say victims, sufferers come out. And it's a legit thing. They're in the wheelchair and they have to have like the Stephen Hawking like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty brutal disease. And that's why that ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes.
Which, of course, people get so cynical about.
I know.
Everything people get cynical about.
I know.
The guy, he just wanted to bring awareness to
the
thing.
Yeah, and he killed it. He was, well, that's a bad choice, but he was, it did very well.
Yes, and people were like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Well,
right.
If we're dumping the what? And you're like, shut up. Fuck off.
I know.
You're just a prickly, cynical douche, which I am guilty of myself.
Sure. But. I will say I have some beef with, like, awareness. We have to have awareness. Look, we're all aware of breast cancer. Let's work on it.
But that's the thing about ALS. People aren't. You never hear
that's
about
true.
It. People talk about cancer, and they talk about AIDS.
Right, I agree. That, great. Let's get aware, because I'd never heard of it.
And
but
here's
breast cancer, come on.
The issue with ALS is there has not been advances. Like, cancer, 25 years ago, if you were like, you have breast cancer, you're fucked. But now there's a much better chance. Every disease is a higher rate of survival, but ALS is still like, you're fucking in trouble.
Right.
Deep. What do you got, Shelby?
What do you got on the disease?
It causes the death of neurons, which control voluntary muscles.
Ooh.
Yes.
You need those neurons.
Yeah.
Neurons.
Jimmy Neutron.
Aha. Uh-huh. He's cute.
He is.
Good head of hair on that kid.
I think he's related to Captain America. But anyway, so it fucks you up. So we did this big fundraiser, and Lenny Clark was there, who's such a legend.
Legend, and it's a character.
Yeah, and a pleasure to be around. And then Christine Hurley, who's another local comic. She's great. The two of them were so sweet and nice. And then the governor was there. Governor Baker.
Ted Baker.
And Republican in Massachusetts. And I believe the highest approval rating of any governor. I did some research. Wanted to get some dirt on him in case he talked to him and said, you son of a bitch, you took away my health. But I don't know. I couldn't read anything.
Right, right.
But anyways, he was there. And the show was fun. But it was one of these ones that was running behind. Because the speeches and they had doctors and authors. And so you could tell one of the stagehands was like, hey, man, I was supposed to do 10. He's like, would you mind cutting it down to like 7?
Jesus.
And then you're always like, I don't mind at all. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm still getting paid.
I felt like I could tell they were like, we'd prefer if you weren't on the show.
Right.
Just for time. I mean, they were happy I was there.
Yeah.
Everyone was nice, but you could tell that they were like, fuck.
I know that feeling.
We gotta cut this thing down.
Yeah.
Because it was getting late, and it was a school night, a weeknight.
Oh, boy. They're trying to throw you a bone by just putting you on, because you took a trip there.
Yeah. I mean, I was getting paid, I have to say, as well. And paid very well, I might add.
Yes, handsomely.
It was very handsomely. And but anyways, I went on there, and then I was worried, because I was like, there was an improv troupe that went on right before me, and it was late in the night, and I was like, boy, this is going to be tough. And they were great. And there was a Tuesday there.
Yeah, that's lunch.
And he gave me a standing O.
Hey, hey.
I think. There was a guy that tweeted that said he was a Tuesday who was there, and then there was a guy that gave me a standing O. I assume they're the same guy.
All right.
They might have been two different people. I might have just got a standing O, and there was a Tuesday.
Well, whoever he was with a standing O, he didn't have ALS.
No, he did not.
He was standing.
Early stages.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 10 minutes in or whatever.
Right, right. But what was it, like 1,000 people there?
It was smaller than that. I think it was a pretty, like, swanky event. It was one of those, it was like that Louis gig show where he has a t-shirt. I had a Band of Horses t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers. Everyone's in heels and tuxes.
Oh, boy.
And that was just the men.
There we go.
But anyway, and Lou Gehrig never showed, which was a bummer. But
What a fucking diva.
Yeah, every day my ass.
Aha!
Iron Horse, my dick.
There you go. But did you see the fam, or did you come right back?
Came right back. I didn't see anybody. I went back to the hotel, nice hotel, watched some hockey, and masturbated. Little birthday masturbate.
That's cool.
Which was nice. And then the big news, so I got a new agent, which is very exciting. Very exciting.
That's big, folks.
Top dog.
Yes.
Very excited. Thrilled to be part of the team there.
Who is the Asian?
His name is Anal Gook. I couldn't think of the J.
Oh,
what
Jag.
Was the J?
Jew Anal Gook.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the J. I always forget about the Jews.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
never
I don't.
Forget.
They're very loud.
Never again.
Mm-hmm.
Are they loud? Well, some of them,
well,
I guess.
If it's the soup is cold, they are.
Some are quite quiet.
Right, a little meeky.
Yes.
But if there's a draft, forget about it.
There might be when that North Korea starts shooting at Seattle.
That's right. Yeah.
Draft us all.
We're old enough to get out of that, right?
Oh, yeah. 24, 25. We're fine.
Is that right?
Yes.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, I'm 35 now.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Old, baby.
How about that? I mean, that must have been kind of relaxing, just sitting in that nice-ass hotel in Beantown on your B-day. I mean, it might have been a little lonely, but hey, you're like, just picked up a nice check. I got a Domino's pizza on the way, I assume. And you just got your feet up watching a little puck.
It was pretty nice, yeah. I watched some puck, and it was really fun. End of the season. The playoffs have started, right? Playoffs?
Yeah.
We're into the playoffs right now, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Bruins are in. They're playing the Ottawa Senators. Anyway, so let me get down to the meat of the greet here. So I got the new agent and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as you know. The induction was there. Pearl Jam got inducted. Big moment. Exciting.
Wow.
So I tell the new agent, I say, hey, maybe let's make good on this deal. I wouldn't mind some ticks to the old Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned it in passing, and the tickets are like $400, $500 for this thing.
Barclays?
Barclays.
Oh,
last year,
boy.
You get a ticket for like $8, but Pearl Jam's involved.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big deal.
Right.
As well as the Electric Light Orchestra, and
hey.
Yes, Tupac Shakur.
Hey, nothing to sneeze at.
Joan Baez.
Wow.
Big fan.
Yeah, and Snoop.
Well, Snoop inducted Tupac.
I see.
He's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Maybe one day.
Who knows?
That is a weird, vague thing that no one wants to bring up, like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This isn't, you know, Tupac's not really rock and roll.
No, it's a strange thing, but I think it's all attitude. And it's also, you know, they got to have a place to put these hip hop people.
I guess it's better because you don't want to have a hip hop, a country, a rock and roll, an opera, you know.
It is a weird thing. Where do we start? Why isn't Garth Brooks in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He's not.
No, why don't we put fucking, you know...
Johnny Cash is probably in there, huh?
Well, let's get Mozart in there.
Yeah!
Because if music's music, but I think it's an attitude, rock and roll. I'm fine with it. Some people are upset about it.
I'm fine with it, too. I just think it's a little odd, because you hear it and you go, what, rock and roll, huh? But, yeah.
It's a little interesting.
What do you think? I really like Mozart as a guy. You know about this kid?
Amadeus?
Yes!
Amadeus, Amadeus.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Yeah, I enjoyed the picture.
Great film, but I think it's just so cool. He was just this prodigy, and he was like a horn dog. He was a booze bag. He was a real, just like a fucked up kid, and he was just a prodigy, just brilliant. And then that Salieri guy hated him because he wanted to be big, but he wasn't as good, and he worked his balls off, but he wasn't as good as this kid who didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, very interesting.
Fascinating.
Fascinating stuff, and that stuff really holds up. Boom, 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 boom.
Killer.
But I confuse a lot of my Mozart and Beethovens, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, can't tell who's who.
It's weird to think that he was like Bieber back
then. Justin Bieber?
Yeah. I mean, he was just huge. Everybody loved him.
I think he kept his shirt on more often.
Probably, and had less black friends.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't think Mozart was hanging out with the POCs.
No, probably not.
In the OBC, what is it?
England.
Ah.
Germany? Which one is he?
Amadeus.
I think Beethoven's German.
Oh, shit. One of them's Italian. Oh, boy.
No, you're thinking of Michelangelo.
Ah, good turtle.
Great one.
Mm-hmm. Party dude.
I was looking to eat the pizza with no slices. Just ate the whole thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I remember slices.
No, they ate a whole pizza, but just a big circle.
I don't know.
One of the action figures came with a full circle pizza. I used to throw it around.
Really?
Yeah, it was fun.
Boy, the shit that used to come with an action figure was awesome. You didn't get a gun, a belt, a cape, a spear, what do you call it?
A lot of people still have them.
There you go. A lot of sad men out there.
Yes, there are. So anyways, I do the gig, I'm traveling back, and then I get the email, happy birthday, we scored you the tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How exciting is that?
Very exciting. I want to hear all
agent.
About it.
They could never book me anywhere ever again. I'd be thrilled with the tickets.
Show business. They really got some pull.
Yeah, what's amazing is there's tickets you can get. There's always tickets to be had. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes.
It's so, I'm like, who would have been sitting here if not me?
I think about that all the time.
It's so fascinating, but I scored the tickets, and what a thrill. What a gift. Best gift I got was from a guy I met fucking 2 days ago.
Yeah, how about that?
Pretty interesting.
How were the seats?
Good seats. I mean, they were first row, but balcony.
Ah, perfect.
So not the greatest seats, but good seats, better than most of the seats.
Yeah.
And black tie event for the people down there. You know, it's weird because there's the fans up in the balcony and everything. And then there's people like in the suits, the record people and the bands and everything. And it was a special night out at Barclays. Canner and I went out there. We've been to 37 Pearl Jam shows, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big culmination. You feel like you're part of it, you know? It's an exciting thing. But the thing is, it's a ceremony, so all Pearl Jam goes last because they know that they got a headline.
Sure.
And so all the bands, everyone gets to do a speech.
Right.
So they bring up Yes, the band Yes. And there's 9 guys up there.
Uh-huh.
ELO's got 8 guys, and they all think they're funny. They're all fucking blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it's like 4.5 hours before Pearl Jam gets up there. So it was cool, and there was some great music, but there was a lot of waiting around listening to douches give speeches.
Yeah.
And that rock star humor that I hate. Eddie Vedder, too. I mean, he's one of my idols. I love the guy, but he thinks he's funny, and he says this stuff. You're like, ugh,
get out of here. You're not funny.
Not funny.
Stick to your art form, baby.
There was one guy that killed, though, from ELO, I think. Maybe it was from Yes, I can't. I think it was ELO. But he was an English mate. Isn't it crazy that all English people are funny?
What? I disagree.
They have a sense of humor, a good sense of humor.
Maybe, but I mean...
Every English person I've ever met makes a joke. They're joking. They're joking around.
Right,
they have a joke. They're sarcastic.
Sure. They're very sarcastic. Very dry.
The sense of humor is a big thing on that island.
I agree. Yeah, way funnier than like the Middle East.
Funnier than America.
Ooh.
I'm not saying the better comedians from America.
Yes.
I'm talking everyone you meet. English person you meet has a sense of sarcasm and this twisted humor.
Right. All right.
All of them.
All right.
Every time I've ever heard an English person talk, they make a couple jokes that you're like, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's a funny island.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think Jude Law or Idris Elba is that funny.
Well, they're fucking serious goofball actors. Maybe if we hung out with them and they're being silly.
Maybe.
But all these Englishmen, they're all making silly jokes. They're all funny. I mean, George Harrison's hilarious.
His
kid was up there. What are you kidding? He's friends with Monty Python. He's hanging out with Monty Python. SNL, are you kidding?
Was he funny? I don't know.
All those Monty Python guys.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah.
Anyways, I think they're funny people over there.
All right. Queen Elizabeth looks like a real hag.
Well, it's just funny looking.
I guess so.
Hag.
Hag!
We missed Hag earlier.
Oh, good to have you back.
How did we miss that?
All right.
Anyways, this one guy, he like basically did stand-up. He was doing all these kind of like...
She's an old bag. All right, keep going.
He was doing all these old bits, but this guy killed at Barclays Center. He did a whole thing about, I'm getting old, I had a prostate exam, and I mean, they're like street jokes. I had a prostate exam, and something like I just had one. I had a prostate exam, and the doctor was like, well, you're not supposed to have an erection during this. He's like, I don't have an erection. The doctor's like, I was talking about myself. And the crowd
classic.
Was like,
classic.
It was pretty fun.
That's a good joke. Nice misdirect.
Yes, but anyways, then Pearl Jam comes up, and what an exciting thrill. They get the award. Letterman inducted them.
Wow, that's special.
Supposed to be Neil Young. He got sick. He'll probably be dead soon. He's 75.
Yeah.
So Letterman comes out, he's got the huge beard.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because Letterman's one of my idols, inducting Pearl Jam, who means so much to me. And then Letterman is talking about how great his band was on the show.
Right.
And then he's talking about how great Pearl Jam was. Meanwhile, I'm sitting up here. Letterman's band learned and played a Pearl Jam song for me.
Wow.
So it's this crazy world colliding triangular fire.
So cool.
Unbelievable.
That's lunch.
It was super lunchy. Sorry about my cough, everybody. The super lunchy. He's great. He's funny. I think the speech is out online now. He had some great bits. He's like, Pearl Jam brought all their drummers back. They're all in the balcony. The whole balcony is filled with ex-Pearl Jam drummers. That was fun.
Uh-huh.
He got poignant and sweet, and then he brought out the band. They gave some fun speeches. That was exciting. They played 3 songs. They kicked ass. Then there was there's always a fucking pimple around to ruin everything.
Who's the pimp?
This guy, luckily he's sitting 2 people over. I had a 300-pounder next to me, which is a lot, but...
Yikes.
This guy sitting over here, just your typical, no offense to New Yorkers or Italians, but that certain type of that New York, Queens, Italian guy of a certain age, probably in his early 50s, who just thinks he's like, talks like this.
Right.
And he's clearly cranking it up a little bit to be fucking A.
Right, right. We get it. You're a cliche.
And he's drunk and he's a penis and he came to see Yes, which, get real.
No.
So he's there, and now he hangs around, and he's the guy that's got to shit on Pearl Jam.
Right.
When you want to go, well, just leave then.
Yes.
He's going, overrated.
Oh, my
during
God.
During the thing, and you're like, first of all, no one did this during Yes.
Exactly.
All right? Like, we all just sat there and respected. Just have some respect. So what is your objective?
Yeah.
You're the guy who's trying to fuck up people's time? You're ruining people?
He thinks he's outside the box because he's going, everybody loves them. I'll be the outsider. I'm going to say, no, it's the ALS guy. The guy who shits on that.
It's just so frustrating because you're like, well, you don't even listen. You don't even know what you're talking about. And he's like, what's their big song? Rockin' in the Free World, which is a Neil Young song. So I'm like, so you don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
You don't listen to the band. You've never listened to the band. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Right, admit that. Even if you did, which you don't, what serves you to talk to fans, the diehard fans? This is a big moment. We're all excited. Oh, yeah, I hope they play something good. He's doing that. I hope they play something good. And then he's just drunk. And I want to be like this. You're a waste of life. You're a fucking drunk,
loser,
middle-aged fucking loser.
Yes.
And then he was pissing off his wife earlier. He was taking a photo. She wanted her photo taken. He was like doing a selfie. And she's like, get out of here. You're such an asshole. You're such an asshole.
Yeah, who are these women that get along with these dicks?
Just a shitty husband, shitty guy, shit vibe. I wanted to grab him by the ankles and just flip him up over the balcony.
Yeah!
Which, by the way, first row balcony is scary for a rock show.
Very dangerous.
Because I'm standing, I'm rocking out.
Sure.
And I had to hold on to the cage, which just felt rock and roll. I had to hold on to the fucking...
The 300-pounder?
There was like a bar there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like holding on to that and rocking out with one hand and really fun and exciting.
Yeah.
But I hated that fucking... He was a pimple.
I hate the pimple. Real whitehead.
Who likes the guy that's just trying to be shitty about a thing that everyone's into?
I don't get it, but that guy usually always has a dumb friend with him who's going, yeah, get him, Charlie.
Yes, he was that. He was a get him, Charlie.
Yeah, I hate a get him, Char.
Charlie sucks.
What a douche. Him and his fat wife. I hope they die.
I hope they die, too. Maybe they're dead right now.
I hope they die listening to Pearl Jam.
But anyways, I'm still alive.
Ah!
But it was a great night, great culmination. Big band, they did a Rockin' in the Free World. They came out and did the big jam sesh with ELO.
Yes!
Was out there. And
you're a better man.
Yeah, it was very, they played that. It was all very exciting. And Geddy Lee from Rush came out. He played. And, Jeff Lynne. It was a lot of exciting, fun people. Hot, sexy night. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah!
Proud to be there. Proud to be part of it. What a great gift.
Boy, that Barclays, I've never been, but it looks pretty amazing inside. Like, you get up on the subway, and it's that big fucking silver dome, and you go down in there, and it's you really lose it in there, you know? You forget about everything else.
It's nice. That's what's nice about living in Park Slope. You can walk over to fucking Barclays.
Yeah.
Check out a show.
I remember when that wasn't there?
Of course.
That was so weird that it's just there now.
Yeah, and it's this huge thing.
Yeah.
And every train goes there, which was fun.
Yep.
It was a special kind of night. Very exciting.
I mean, I hate to keep sucking your dick, but I want to hear, that was what, Friday?
That was Friday night.
I want to hear about Saturday.
Well, then Friday night, so it's the craziest weekend of my life. Birthday Thursday, which was pretty uneventful, honestly. But then Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Friday, and then Saturday, Louis hosting SNL.
Ah!
And last Tuesday, I had to go after him twice at the Cellar. He's warming up the spot. Yeah.
Is that right? Wow.
Well, but I'll tell you, though, when Louis does 10 minutes, going after him is a hell of a spot.
Right, because they're juiced.
Yeah, if he does 40, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When he does 10, they're just like, wow, that was great. And then you go up and you kick ass.
There you go.
So that was fun. It was fun going after him because I went before him for so long.
Ah, interesting. And did you get to say the fun line? Now he's opening for me.
No, I didn't do that. I think I'm a little above that.
I'll take it.
But it was exciting anyways, and it's just fun to have him around, you know.
Oh, he's the king, and he's a good vibe. You know, he makes you like, I'm sitting with the best comedian ever. It's so exciting.
It's quite a thrill, and the special came out. I've gotten more emails and tweets about that special than anything I ever did on my own.
I've gotten a few.
It's very exciting. And how crazy that we do a podcast together. This huge special comes out. And we're both in the special.
It's unreal. It's almost like he knew it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And it's a great special. Check it out if you haven't already.
If you haven't seen it, you don't know what the hell we're talking about, folks. Louis C.K. put out a Netflix special called 2017. In the beginning, Joe, my man to the left here, brings him out, announces him. They hug, and you can see my fat ass in the background clapping. And then he goes on stage and tears it up.
Tears it up like a little pussy.
Yeah, he mushes that thing all up.
Smashed it.
Yeah, you got to beat it up.
That's a newer term we didn't have when we were kids. Smashing the pussy.
Smashing, very violent.
Yeah, I never smashed it. I usually just fuck it.
Pound I've done.
Yeah, I've pounded some pussy.
Yeah, I've tenderized. When's that going to come in?
That's not bad.
Tenderized, a little long.
A little shaking, tenderizing, down he goes.
Mm-hmm. Like a doll's eyes.
Anywho, so yeah. Saturday comes around. So Louis, he's leaving the show Tuesday, and he walks out. I thought he was walking out to watch my set. I was like, all right, nice, about time. This guy watches a set of mine.
Small ball.
Then he's putting on his jacket. And he says, all right, I'll see you later. And then he does a thing. He goes, do you want to go to the show? He says things. Sometimes he'll present things as though, like,
it's not a huge deal.
Let me think about it. Yeah. Like, he's like, do you want to go to Europe? Or
right.
So he goes, do you want to go to the show? And I was like, what are you fucking kidding? And then meanwhile, Will Smith is bringing me up.
Oh, my God.
And so you're like, all right, your next comic, blah, 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 blah.
I like how he's got a Boston accent.
I can't do impressions.
Haitian guy.
So he's not even from Haiti. That's so crazy.
I know, but he sounds like it.
He sure does.
Captain Phillips.
Look, I'm the MC now. So anyways, he goes, you want to go to the show? And I'm like, what are you kidding? I'd love to go. And I was like, can I bring Sarah? He's like, yeah, two tickets. I'll have my assistant take care of it. Meanwhile, he's already said my name.
Wow.
So now I'm registered. The MC's already said my name. So now I'm registering this. I'm like, I'm going to SNL. Louis, this is so exciting. I'm on stage. I fumbled a bunch of lines.
Oh, wow.
That's all I could think about was Louis.
Interesting.
I was like, this is amazing.
It's interesting to fumble lines from good news. Usually you're like, ah, shit, I'm bombing. I can't get my head straight. But you got such good news that you're freaking out.
Really good news. Very exciting. I call Sarah. I'm like, we're going to SNL on Saturday. It's so exciting. You go there, and you've been.
Yeah, a few times. It's a magical night.
It's special, and you feel like a scene star. I got dressed up. I put on my new Ted Baker.
TB?
My nice pants, and you feel like a Manhattanite. It's
yeah.
Like it's a hot ticket.
It is. It's a big deal. You're in 30 Rock Saturday night. There's an energy to it. It's a hip scene.
Yes, it's a tough ticket, too. It's a small theater. And so we go in there, and, you know, everyone's waiting in line and circling the line, but we're in special line, VIP, and they give you the tickets. It's really cool. We're the last ones up there. We get the best seats in the house.
Woo!
Literally the best seats. I wouldn't trade seats with anybody in there.
Uh-huh.
We're on the aisle, dead center. I'm looking at the door that the host pops out of.
Wow.
And it's such an exciting vibe. You're like, live show.
And it's a show you've watched for decades.
Decades. 42 years it's been on the air. And it's a little bit of mystique because I know everybody. I know Colin Jost and Michael Che and
Pete Dave.
Drew Michael, Pete Davidson, Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
And I've met a couple of the other players as well. Villa Vinova.
Senor.
Something.
Melissa Villasenor.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
And then
very funny. Oh boy.
The other girl I met too. But anyways, it's an exciting time. It's good to be there. And then Kate McKinnon. I think I got a little thing for that.
She's a talented peach of a lady.
Oh my God, she's so cute and hilarious.
I mean,
just great. She is like unbelievably good.
She's the whole pack.
And very attractive gal, lesbian.
I know. I've tried.
It's exciting. Is that true?
Yeah, I made a push for it.
Interesting.
Did not go well. Although it was actually nice to hear she's a lesbian because I was like, all right, well, I didn't just get shot down because of me.
Yeah, it's tough to convert those.
Yeah, that's the hardest move in the game.
Sure is.
Has that ever happened? Because the gays, I think, are flipping, flopping dudes, but I don't know if guys are flopping that labe.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They still, I mean, even when two lesbians make love, I think they often have a strap-on dick.
Yeah, so we're kind of in there.
Like, when two guys make love, they don't have a strap-on pussy.
Right. Although, maybe we should.
We?
I mean, nothing. Ah.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, we'll be right back, folks.
Speaking of Germans, that was Freudian.
Mmm.
Or is he Austrian? I think he might be Austrian.
I think Vienna.
Yeah, that's a city in Austria.
There you go.
I bet. It's a hell of a town.
You did comedy.
They did a Freud museum. I actually didn't do comedy in Vienna.
Ah.
We just laid over there for 3 days.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
So back to Luce.
So Michael Che comes out. He does warm up. And then I see Robbie Praz over there. And Louis' assistant is over here.
Let me ask you. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt this
flow.
But when Michael Che is doing his comedies, Do you worry he's going to make eye contact with you? Whenever a guy I know is doing comedy, I'm in the audience, I'm always like, don't look at me. Just don't look at me.
I was hoping to get an eye contact. Oh, I would really? Go, hey, buddy, I'm up here.
Did you give a few, like, big laughs so he would catch you?
No, I can't fake a laugh. I'm no good.
I've noticed that.
I want to. Even during Louis' set, I got applauses going.
Oh,
but
nice.
I can't just go, ha,
right.
Ha, wow, ha.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I just stared.
All right. Do you think he saw you?
Louis did. Louis gave me a little...
Whoa.
That was fun.
Oh, that's big.
That felt good. You could tell everyone's like, who the hell is this fucking asshole?
This is a kid. This is a kid who couldn't get a manager, couldn't get an agent, couldn't get a gig to save his life.
Nothing.
Now you're at the floor of SNL 30 Rock getting a wink and a gun from the king.
How do you like me now?
Woo!
Baba da boo babu.
I'm still alive.
Yeah. But anyways, what a thrill. And you get so anxious because, first of all, they do the cold open. Alec Baldwin comes out as Trump. And
wow.
It's so exciting. You're like, the show's happening right here.
Oh, my God.
And it's being blasted out to millions of people. And we're sitting right there just for us. And then Louis, you can see him. They're doing the whole, like, Saturday Night Live, Vanessa Bayer. But you can see Louis through the door.
Oh.
His shadow. You can see him, like, moving his hand. You can feel that anxiety. Like, oh, my God, how intense is this?
Oh, fun.
Because that's crazier than any late night. It's SNL.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually live.
It's
a legendary show. It's all night.
You gotta have lines memorized. It's live. Oh, it's crazy.
It's wild. So I see him through the door, and then Louis C.K. The door opens. He comes out, and you're like, that's my buddy.
Yeah.
It's weird because you become friends. It's like watching your buddy walk out. You're like, oh,
yes.
My God, I hope this is so exciting.
And how cool is that? Somebody goes, how'd you get tickets? You go, oh, the host.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I'm in host seats. That's why I got the best seat in the house. Best seat in the host.
Ah, so man, this is coming from type 2 mouth.
Type 2.
Killing it out there.
So he comes out, and now it's exciting. Because the material, I remember it starting in fucking Europe. I was there
right.
For the whole thing. It's like a whole ride that we were on together.
Yes.
He does it. Great set. A lot of fun. I got an applause going. I was trying to really get it going, you know. And he killed. And then the show was great. They run around. As soon as he finishes, how insane is that? You do like this huge set. And literally, the moment he goes, "That we got a great show," a lady comes, grabs him by the wrist, and just pulls him off stage, and he's got to go put his outfit on.
Right, I know.
Fake eyelashes. He did this eyelash sketch, and It was all really fun. That's exciting. The show ends, and just a whole thrill, hour and a half. Alec Baldwin comes out, the whole thing. And then we're getting ready to leave. Sarah and I are leaving. And then Leah, Louis's assistant, comes and grabs us. She's like, where are you going? Don't you want to come see Louis?
Uh-huh.
I was like, I didn't even know we were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So we go downstairs. I meet Steve Buscemi. He's in the dressing room.
Oh, sweet, sweet man.
That was exciting. We go down to the dressing room. Berkowitz is in there. And Dave Becky and some people. Buscemi. Then the chain smokers. They're right next door.
I hear they're big. I don't know their stuff.
Yeah, it's not my cup. I can say that.
A little poppy.
It's a little, it's a little gay.
Oh, it's a little gay.
It's just a little like, I love you and you love me.
Ugh.
We live in Paris. Or
chicks.
Whatever the hell.
Dicks are for chicks.
Yeah, it's not my scene. But they were cool and whatever, exciting, the whole thing. Good for them, happy for them.
Sure.
I don't, nothing against them.
Nah, smoke away. Smoke if you got them.
I don't care for the name either.
Chain smoker.
Yeah, what's going on?
Why not?
It's just a little silly. Chain smokers. What is that?
Well, I mean, what is a kink?
Oh, the Kinks sounds cool.
But I guess.
And the Chain Smokers, the Kinks are a band. The Chain Smokers just sounds like the bad guys from Waterworld.
Oh,
we're the heavy drinkers.
Saying. Yeah. Well, that's what's funny is like chain smoking now is like edgy. You know, people used to just chain smoke. Now it's like a thing.
Yeah, it seems bizarre. It's, just...
it's like calling your band groupie fuckers.
Yeah, I don't.
Just go fuck the groupies.
Yeah,
fuck
I don't
chain
get
smoke.
It.
Why don't you name it?
So we go to the dressing room. Then there's the after party, of course, and that's exciting. We grab a cab, and like then there's a whole convoy. Everyone's getting in their limos and their black cars to go to this invite-only party. It's a real secret location,
yes.
The whole thing. And
now where, can we say where?
It was at Lafayette, 380 Lafayette,
ooh.
Some restaurant. They don't tell the restaurant. It just says an address.
Yeah.
And then you show your names on the list. It's very exciting.
They do it at a different place every week. Isn't that crazy?
It's very cool. It's like a Hollywood party, but it's a Manhattan party.
Yeah, it is.
And now you really feel like a scenester. It's a party that starts at 1:30 in the morning. It's in Manhattan, secret location, down in East Village, I guess that is. It's like a weird no man. I think it's NoHo, actually.
NoHo. And you got, again, the best seat in the house because you're sitting in a booth next to Luce.
Yeah, well, it's weird because no one knows who I am. So I get there and I ask the lady, I was like, is Louis here yet? She's like, he's not. But to be honest, he's probably going to sit with Lauren. So And I was like, you don't know me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, of course not.
And then Louis shows up. He's like, hey, Joe, Sarah, over here. And the lady's like, who's this guy?
That's got to feel good.
Which is exciting. She's like, oh, no, he's going to be sitting with Lauren. I was like, Lauren? He's going to sit with me. What are you talking about? I'm his guest. So we go over, we sit there, and Buscemi's at the table. I start chatting with Buscemi about his SNL.
Oh, wow.
From 98, which is my favorite episode ever. We used to watch it all the time.
Come on.
Oh, my God. All the time with the VHS.
Wow.
Why didn't you go to Pepperdine? He starts playing the Fargo character. It's great.
Oh,
it's a great episode.
Big. That's big.
And then we had a weird moment. He's like, I did it 5 years ago, too. And I was like, oh, yeah. I never even heard of that one or saw that one.
I don't know if I saw that one either.
And I was like, please don't start asking. Because I was naming all these sketches from the 98 one. Which is, that's when I was, you know, as a sophomore in high school. That was my heyday of SNL.
Of course.
Who watches SNL in 2011? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, was that Sandler? Who was that?
2011?
Farley? When? No, wait. Who was that?
98?
Yeah.
I think that was when the women took over. Cherry O'Terry, Molly Shannon, and Anna Gasteyer, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan.
Ah, got it. Yeah.
But anyway, so chatting with Buscemi, which was exciting, and then Louis talking to me about the monologue, we're talking comedy, and all these people are like, what, this is exciting. And Sarah's over there, Berkowitz, the whole thing, and we saw Drew Michael over there, and then there's, you know, celebrities walking around, the whole cast is walking around, that's exciting, and the chain smokers are over there, not smoking, I might add.
Posers.
And, just an exciting night, and then you go home, we grab a cab home, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and then we're just up, and we're zinged up, so we watch a couple of TV shows, and it felt fun. Now my sleep is all fucked up.
Sure.
A special night, special weekend, Pearl Jam Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Louis C.K. SNL.
Wow, you're living it, baby.
Yeah, and then Buscemi, I mean, Fargo and Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, 3 of my 10 favorite movies.
Tell me about it. He's the sweetest guy. He's just a low-key, cool Brooklyn dude.
Yeah, and you're just chatting. You're like, this is insane. I mean, I've watched Fargo 75 times.
Yeah, it's amazing. And ex-firefighter, by the way.
Yes.
Buscemi. Sweet guy. He was like on Horace and Pete. He was like my... like a beacon, because he was so nice. Everyone else, like, you know, DePaulo's kicking a lady in the cunt, and Stephen Wright, he's hard to have a combo with.
Yeah,
and Louis, I'm not going to bother, but Buscemi and I would just chat all day. It was nice.
Yeah, he was sweet as pie. He's like a quiet, shy guy.
Yeah, great guy.
He was something.
Good laugher, too.
Yeah, he was really cool, and it was fun.
Man, so excited. Did you meet Lorne?
No, I met him before at the Hamptons for a moment with Louis, but no, he was, eventually Louis had to go up and go, you know, talk to Lauren or whatever, and then once the dinner table broke up, then we were just kind of like, I'm out.
Right,
because we don't drink or anything, so it was like a thing, and then you got to walk up to people. I'm not a good, hey, Joe List, blah, 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 so I just went, I'm out of here.
Right, right.
And it was also fucking 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, sure.
Special weekend, and boy, I feel like I hogged a lot of the show here.
No, well, I mean, those nuggets were gold.
Gold Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets.
Golden Nuggets, a great casino.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got to start to wrap up here, but I want to mention Laughable.
Please, mention it.
Do you love Laughable?
Big fan. I use it every day.
I use it every day also.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I love it.
It's got everything from comedy, and it goes off. It got, like, self-help pods and meditation pods, and it's got just a little everything. Whatever you want, folks, check it out. Laughable app.
Get on that Laughable app, and boy, I got some comedy coming up, don't I?
Please.
Joke Joint St. Paul.
Ooh, great area.
May 18, 19, 20. I had to cancel that recently because of a Louis gig, but I am back, baby. May 18, 19, 20. The weather should be up in the 40s by then in St. Paul. Little local humor.
Is that a twin city?
That's the twin city.
There we go.
Its twin is called Minneapolis.
Ah, Siamese.
St. Paul Joke Joint. Come out to that. May 25th, I'm doing a show in Key West. I'll have more details soon, but hit me up. Come out
Key
to that
West.
One.
Key West. Who are you? The Beach Boys?
Make the trip down to Key West. Special. That's a special part of the country right there.
Oh, yeah.
Southernmost comedy show in the United States. And then Comedy Castle in Detroit. Don't forget about that. Get your tickets early, folks. May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Please come out to that gig. And I got this new agent. I want to make sure they know I can sell a few tickets at least. So bring family and friends and your parents. Mm-hmm. And then June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, I will be at Magoobies in Baltimore.
There she blows. All right. Check me out in Denver, Hartford, Connecticut at the Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio, Arlington Draft House in Virginia. And my special comes out May 12th.
Give it a
gander. I'm going to be promoting the balls out of it, and really would love you to see it. Then I'm in Vegas. Then I'm in San Antonio, Beantown at Laugh Boston, Omaha, Nebraska, all over the goddamn earth. Levittown, Long Island, come out to Governors in June. More dates to come. We're cooking. We're gay. We love you. Tweet at us. Yell at Chipotle. Check out Laughable. Hit the fan page. And we'll see you all in hell. Have a Coke and praise Allah.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha!